possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
The thought of Owen getting emotional made me get emotional. And now Lima, he eased up the room because he started regaling us with stories of just terrible things you did in college.
Well, you know how like the wet bandits would leave their mark? Right. We had a weird phase where we were very destructive. I don't know why.
You guys were idiots.
Yeah, we were idiots.
You were idiots.
I was way too old to be doing this.
Like, not fun idiots, too. Like, what are you doing?
Well, we were dumping full beers down various places, like couches and pool tables and plants. That got me escorted right out of a Kent State bar. It's like I caught. Imagine that. I think I got picked up by the shirt collar.
Well,
we were laughing the night away too.
I was going to try to say where you didn't drop her off, but here we are.
Sorry about that.
Owen dropped off his daughter at college yesterday, and then he described that he and his wife were emotional leaving.
We were supposed to listen to this Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift podcast on the way home. Instead, we just cried like little bitches the whole way home.
They're so sad. Nice, but, you know.
No, it was good.
Well, were you bracing for this in a certain way? Did you know it was going to hit you like this?
I knew she would go to college. Because I'm emotional. So I knew it was coming. And I knew her mother talked a big game for a month. And then I knew what was going to happen. Although, she, you know, her mom did not want to do the... She doesn't like to let her guard down and show the softer side for her. And I did. I'm like, why are you doing this? And she told me, you know, she's, you know, just thinking back to her life and all that and getting to this point. It definitely, it shines lights on things that you never think you're going to be this. It goes quicker than you think, guys. And that's why when you tell me, I don't know if I want to take the kids to the feast. You better take those damn kids to the feast.
But when it's 90 degrees on Saturday,
I don't care. Yeah, you only get this next minute once, right? Like, you only get those times. So many opportunities. And then you think back when they're 18 and going to school, and you're like, oh, we blew that one. We blew that chance right there. So
what were you
Mason walking around like Carmine Galante?
Okay.
You should dress him in a full suit, cotton.
What were your final linen. What were your final either instructions or was there anything you wanted to get off your chest?
Yeah, what do you say when you leave? They'll remember it forever.
I said bye.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Because you were losing it. You were starting to lose it probably the whole day.
Oh, God.
Oh, terrible. I was good. I wasn't thinking of it because we did the move in. Her roommate, who is not from the area, she didn't know her prior. They met, like, they know each other now. They've talked during the summer and things like that. Because it's much different than when, you know, we were going to school and things like that. Like, you didn't, probably if you knew them, they came from your hometown or something like that, right? They're from... This girl's from Columbus area. So we did move in at roughly the same time. So it was a little race between the fathers to put together things like I had a nightstand. They did a shelving unit. And I'm like, of course I know how to use this Allen wrench.
I love how competitive.
What are you talking this about? Gets.
Hey, of course, you're sizing
them all first.
Yeah, you're not only sizing her up, you're sizing the family up because you know if they hit it off, all of a sudden your daughter is going to be hanging out with her and some of her Columbus right. friends, mm. and it's gonna open up a new world of people that you wouldn't have otherwise thought. So you want to make sure, right. like, and oh, they come from good stock.
More than even the education experience, to me, the reasons that you go to school is to expand your
much bigger.
Your network,
yes.
right?
Yes. Mm.
And so I did get a disturbing photo that I forgot my vice grips. They're still
in no.
Kent State. Yeah. So looks like that'll have to make a yeah. little trip over to Kent State. It was hard though when we were talking about she's
a reason to go back.
They were talking about things, you know, well this weekend, parents weekend, whatever. And I'm like, right now, currently I'm what, 40 minutes away from the campus.
Mm-hmm.
I can just be there. Be there by noon.
That's yeah. it. That's comforting.
That is nice. But you should keep leaving stuff there so you have an excuse to go back.
I'll be fine. She'll be okay. I got to find my phone.
I'm going to be there in 2 weeks. Owen, I'll be there in 2 weeks if you need anything.
You better stay out of that dorm room, man.
Could you imagine?
There's a picture. Well, no, of a selfie.
I did tell her, and Chrissy and I, especially on certain weekends, we will drive the opposite direction. We usually go west and like go out to the islands and things like that. It's the same amount of time ago. You never know. We might just start hanging out in downtown Kent. We could be bumping into each other in these places. Just get ready for it.
Can you imagine if, and I'm not insinuating that she would ever do this, careful. But, you know, use a certain identification to get into a certain bar, and she sees mommy and daddy.
What do you
right
do? Do you leave or do you tell on her?
I would not think that she'd ever have one of those.
No, never.
Of course not. Yeah.
But I get to do it all again next week. Because I take the other one to Bowling Green, the opposite direction.
I really look forward to prison moving day for my son. It's gonna be a good time. Mary Kay Cabot joins us at 8:22 this
morning.
Watching
my dad.
Conspiracy. Yeah. Do you think my son and your dad will be roommates? Mary Kay Cabot at 8:22 this morning. Conspiracy was afoot. I had people who I did. I still do respect, but there are scouts and people that I have followed that actually thought that the injury yesterday, the oblique injury with Shador, was to protect trade value. I mean, those are theories that are being shared right now, which I think are a little bit strong.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
There was a bunch of different conspiracies that were afoot. And it reminded me, and because we got so deep into some other things, it just reminded me of a call that the Afternoon Drive Show got. This is Monday afternoon.
Jason in Charlotte. Welcome to the show, bud.
If you're the GM, if you're Andrew Berry, Saints offer you a second-round pick for Shador today. Do you think he'd take it? And I also want to know, would you take that? Would you take that trade?
I don't know if either one of them did. They can answer it again. That's what I like to leave it with. But, I mean, I don't understand how after that performance, I think there's people who just think he's terrible and they're tired of the Browns and they're tired of all the craziness that goes on. And I got to tell you, I wanted to defend the Browns a bit when the conspiracy stuff came along. I'm like, nope, like they're victims of their own failure. That's all there is. So whenever there's something crazy that goes on and people go, the Browns are, yeah, well, guys, you know, you got 25 years of messing this whole thing up. I can't really defend your track record on things. But I can't see them trading any one of these guys. And certainly not. Could you imagine after that performance on Friday, they trade away Shador Sanders? Your chance for get like a bailout with this football team?
What I was thinking is I would trade...
Even a second rounder.
I would trade Flacco, Pickett, and Gabriel for a second rounder if I could do it right now. Here's why. Like, obviously, everything is going to be stacked against anybody taken in the fifth round. I don't care that Shador is as famous and popular as he is. It's still going to be really hard. And now with this injury, it's going to be really hard for him to get the opportunity. And we haven't even talked about, like, what if Flacco's decent this year? Not great, but what if he's decent? Then what does that do to an opportunity for Shador Sanders or the fact that Dylan Gabriel is still going to be on the roster? What does that mean? It's just hard. That is just a fact. If you're a first-round pick, you're going to get not only one opportunity, you're going to get at least one other opportunity with another team.
Mm-hmm.
Just a fact. Shador, because of his name, I think he will be afforded one more opportunity, but no guaranteed starting role. Like, that's why it's important for him to get as many opportunities as possible, even in these preseason games, even if you and I might not be going nuts. We'll have some fun with it, but we understand the difference between a preseason game and a regular season game.
Yeah.
But here's why I don't make that deal. And I know it sounds like, what, Lima, come on, he was drafted in the fifth round. Now he's getting a second round. All he's played is one preseason game. You just said it's likely that he's not going to ever be in the mix or never really going to be.
If he's injured.
And I'm just thinking to myself, Ken, like, if you're going to throw the darts, yeah, throw the darts.
Yeah.
You don't half-cock the dart and then chuck it away, you know, at the last second. It'd be dangerous to do that. They're very sharp. I just think now you've committed to at least giving this a run. Like, why would you then turn around and trade it immediately? Now you've at least seen the talent is there. The talent is beyond a fifth round pick. How can anybody dismiss that? I don't care preseason or not.
Well, the timing's all off. He's not above getting traded. He's not done anything. He can't do anything in the regular season. We haven't had a regular season game yet. He's not above getting traded right now, but he's above. He's above me just trading him away before I actually see it. I don't know if anybody, I don't think anybody would call in for a second rounder. And if anybody did call in for a second rounder, yeah, you know what? You could think about it, but I'd go, why is a team willing to offer me a second round pick for this guy? Am I going to make another mistake and trade away another good quarterback? Is that what I'm going to do? Like, you have to think about that as well. A team calls up, you better make damn sure. And I know that this is a pretty arrogant group at times. But damn it, you better make damn sure that you're hoodwinking a team for a second-round pick or something like that with what the caller just said. I think there could be a trade someday. Maybe it's next year. Because you could see it where, okay, if Joe does have a good season and they use both of those picks, well, if Joe were to have a good season, he's still not staying long with you. If Joe has a good season, he's still, you got to move on because he's 40. So you probably get one of those draft picks and you use them, or both of those draft picks and you use them for a quarterback. Okay, well, then you have Shador Sanders, who has a massive fan base, and it becomes the Deshaun Watson conversation all over again. Do you keep this guy who the fans do like? Even I think at that, to maybe regular Browns fans drop their swords with the Shador fans, I'm not sure. But certainly he has a fan base, a strong fan base. Do you jettison him for more picks, draft capital, to make sure you got this guy set up where you think he's going to be good? Do you do something like that? I could see a scenario where that were to play out. But after Friday's performance, no. You call in for a second rounder, I either think you're crazy or you think you know something I don't, and I'm going to hold on to my guy.
Now, I know we're just two guys having a sports conversation here, and we're getting way in it, but I love these conversations no matter how unrealistic it is. But can he do it for a first rounder?
A first rounder?
Yeah.
Who's calling? damn it, you know what you do to me? No, second round, because no, I'm not answering the question. Because if it's second round, it doesn't make the rounds. If I say I wouldn't trade him for a first rounder, then all of a sudden I'm getting killed. So I'd have three first round picks next year?
It's the Chiefs. Chiefs are calling.
No, kiss my ass. Why would you want to give up a first rounder for him? Then something's wrong with Patrick Mahomes. Something's seriously wrong for Patrick Mahomes. Steelers? I'll ask you the question.
Come on.
Yes,
come on.
I'll ask you.
Steelers have Will Howard and whoever else just played well in a preseason game. Would they have Skylar Thompson?
Coming up at
Skylar 8. Green?
Coming up at 8:20. Shut up. It's Skylar Thompson. Skylar, stop it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.